time for the Straight From The Street Sports Report. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. Let's start right here. 38-year-old former NFL player Darren Sharper turned himself in to authorities in L.A. after a warrant was issued for his arrest in Louisiana for two alleged rapes that took place in the NO on September 23, 2013. A warrant was also issued for 26-year-old Eric Nunez. The two are facing life without the possibility of parole. Sharper posted a $1 million bond last week after pleading not guilty to two rapes by the use of drug charges in L.A. County that reportedly took place last October and last month. Sharper also under investigation in Arizona, Nevada, and Florida. Police in Tempe expect for charges to come soon. A Florida woman filed a sexual battery complaint last month in Miami, stemming from an incident in 2012. It's alleged that she met Sharper in a club and woke up the next day with him having unprotected sex with her.
Wow.
His lawyer said it's all consensual contact with women who wanted to be in his company. Former college and NFL coach Barry Switzer slaps Johnny Football again. First on Wednesday, he told CBS Sports Radio 920 in St. Louis, "I don't like his antics. He's an arrogant little prick. He's a privileged kid. He's embarrassing himself." Switzer slapped him again on Thursday in an interview with WNSR Radio in Tennessee. When asked, would he want his team to draft Manziel or would he want Manziel to be a starting quarterback on his roster? Switzer responded, "I love his ability. Johnny can play. I've always said, I never would recruit a white QB unless his mama and daddy were both black."
What?
Wait a minute. Then that's not a white QB.
What is the source of his anger?
I don't understand that.
Said, "I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do
it." Crazy.
Police in Scottsdale, Arizona now know who destroyed Richie the Bully Incognito's black Ferrari. After rapping with the baller, it was revealed that he took the baseball bat to his own car.
Wow.
What?
Reason unknown. In the NBA, the match not a problem for the man. LeBron, 31 points, 29 for Melo. In the loss, the Heat blew open a tight game in the third, winning by 26 points.
Wow.
Closing now within two games of Indy, the Pacers by 5-0. The Bucks, George listed as day-to-day. Caron Butler bought out by Milwaukee. Granger bought out in Philly and is expected to clear waivers and sign with the Clippers. Wizards with 31 points from John Wall. They are now two games above 500 after that triple overtime win over Toronto by 5. Nets by 23 over the Nuggets. Charles Barkley gave his opinion on gun control last night. You know, the crew talking about the Heat and Knicks game. Of course, we know they were discussing the Raymond Felton situation. Well, Charles Barkley said, "I have 4 vehicles, and there's a gun in every one of them."
Well, he's a resident of Arizona, so he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he said he feels safer. Gives him peace of mind. Lastly, college b-ball. Penn State with the shock over Ohio State. Arkansas with the upset over Kentucky. Louisville over Temple. Indiana over Iowa. And the Hoyas lost to Marquette. I'm Super Ken with the sports, straight from the streets.